Hassan, welcome. Could you please introduce yourself to all listeners? Tell us a bit who you are, what you do, and most importantly, what sparked your interest in entrepreneurship?
Wow, that's a mouthful, but starting off with who I am a business owner. My trade, my profession is I'm an attorney. I'm an immigration attorney from the U.S., and I've been practicing immigration law for well over a decade, and my firm is about 9 years old. So my entrepreneurship began about 9 years ago when I decided to start my own law firm. And we're a team of three attorneys and staff, and we're always working to grow and continue to do excellent service. Mm-hmm. So my entrepreneurship basically started as a professional providing legal services. So the other question was?
Who you are, what you do, and most importantly, what sparked your interest in entrepreneurship? So this was most like you settled down the law firm, but you wanted something more, some more challenging.
Yeah, so also it's a good question. Like entrepreneurship, I would define entrepreneurship as taking a real risk. And so, you know, my definition of entrepreneurship is not what I did when I started my law practice, because I already had an established book of business, and it was kind of a sure shot almost. Nothing is a sure shot, absolutely. It might not have succeeded, but the thing is, because I already was established as a professional, I was able to bring my book of clientele to some degree to start a fresh firm with a solid footing. But when I went into the job search board industry, basically starting up Higher Basis, which is the second business that I started, I feel that is truly the definition of entrepreneurship, because you're taking a risk to see if you can create something that is unique. And when you're trying to set out in your own path that's not really been set out quite before by anybody else, that's what entrepreneurship is, because there's a real chance that it might not succeed. But, you know, if you don't take these chances, you're never going to know. That's how I would define entrepreneurship. What got me interested in entrepreneurship is, you know, you could say I'm a bit of a risk-averse person to a degree, but I also am a risk-taker at the same time. And I became more of a risk taker based on my experiences building and growing my law firm. And so I just realized, you know, taking a risk here was worth doing. And
So you were speaking about the entrepreneurship, and you were speaking about that going into the unknown and starting up the Higher Basis, which is a remote job board. So with numerous remote job boards already established, what inspired you to pursue entrepreneurship in this field? What distinguishes your idea from the existing ones?
Well, here's the thing. COVID happened, and remote work became more and more of a trend. And even with my own firm, it started. And I actually had someone working remotely for me in the U.S., and when that person's job, well, she basically eventually found another opportunity and left. Mm-hmm. And I thought, why should I hire someone remotely in the U.S. when there's a whole world of opportunities? So I decided to hire someone from outside the U.S. and I looked at different job markets and different areas and trends. And I found Southeastern Europe to be a great place to try to source candidates. And I started to do some interviews. And this is where the idea started to seed. And what happened was, yes, I found some great candidates, but I also found some not so good candidates, even though on paper it looked like they were really good candidates. So by using different, you know, databases like LinkedIn, and I thought there's got to be a better way, because when I'm finding all these candidates who are also able and willing to work for a lower salary, I mean, that's why you hire internationally, to save money and be more cost efficient. Mm-hmm. While finding still really good quality people. But the thing is, it was not easy, because you're wasting a lot of time going through a lot of resumes. It's a harder process hiring internationally than hiring locally, because you're better able to assess people's levels when they're already in the US and you kind of understand what rigors they went through depending on where they graduated and what skills they have. But when you're looking internationally, you have to go through a lot more applications and go through the interview process more often and also put people through skills tests. What we do when we're hiring legal assistants is we test certain proficiency levels using a English proficiency test, which also has a bit of analytical skills tested. And so I realized instead of sifting through resumes, interviewing people, putting them through skills tests, maybe there's a way to create a job board that at least bypasses the skills testing so that you can sift out people. And I realized skills-based hiring is what I've always been doing, even though typically I would be looking at their credentials. Mm-hmm. So I thought, there's no job board out there that really integrates skills tests in a very effective, time-saving way. Yes, there's some job boards that do have skills tests, but also in the remote space, I don't see job boards that really implement skills tests. So I thought, you know, let me try to put that in the remote space. Skills tests that are very useful, especially one that could apply to the most broadest number of fields. And that's where the idea came, where I would create a job board that I would personally want to use to find people, because there's no job board that existed that really sifted people through skill levels, mm-hmm. as Hire Basis currently does.
Yeah, so basically, and another thing to add on this one, the main aspect is that in the shortest amount of time, you find proper candidates, at least for the let's say, small amount of people that you deduct your people which you are trying to find, instead of interviewing 10, 15, that you deduct that one to at least one or two, and then you process furthermore. And what's the interesting part is the budget allocation also, in crossed with the skills-based hiring, which is, again, at least for me, in my career, I have done, let's say, over 100 interviews, definitely, because I changed companies a lot. And I saw the problem of, I came through three rounds of interviews, Hassan, and at the end, I found out that the budget was not, budget and their budget was not basically fit. Also, that part of the problem, Hire Basis solves. So you enter into this entrepreneurship mind, you have built up a product to a particular stage. Maybe you could now say more how two of us actually met.
Yeah, so back in 2022, this is when I initially hired this foreign remote worker, actually from Bosnia-Herzegovina. And then this is where the idea of Hire Basis came about a month later. I thought, I should actually develop a website to integrate all of these ideas. And I went to this firm in Bosnia, and they handled the initial development stage. And from around, I think it was March until October, that was the development phase, and October is when it was released. I had made trips to Bosnia a few times, and I was in the country again around the time of its release. And shortly before its release, I believe that's when we met, because I also wanted to just get to know people who are also in the entrepreneurial mindset here, just because, you know, I'm spending time here. I thought it would be good for just networking purposes. And I decided to just go on LinkedIn, which is good for networking. Definitely, it's the best, one of the best, if not best, for networking. And, you know, you can find people locally. And I just reached out to entrepreneurs who are in the tech space, in every space practically. And you showed up to this meet and greet that I hosted at the place I was staying at my place. And yeah, that's where we met. I told you some of the issues that I had with the development and some of the struggles we had towards getting it released. And basically, you gave me some feedback, and it was valued. And, you know, there were other people who basically said they were going to come to that meeting and people flaked, but you didn't.
Yeah.
And, you know, you explained part of that is, you know, it's just you really value your word. And that's what I respect about you. You have the integrity there.
Yeah. Thanks for those kind words. Maybe I can say also from my perspective, the weird thing is, Hassan, is that you were not, let's say, in that message, you were not selling or searching for something. You just wanted to connect, to speak up with the people, and probably that was the reason why might some of those people who you invited didn't came. I remember at first, to be honest, it was weird. I came, we were in that apartment, you prepared some food, but as the time passed, when I met you, when you told me your story, I remember quite well that I also told you our story, how did we made our first startup here in Sanre, and then we exchanged the opinion, and yeah, I openly stated that some of those things could be done better, and somehow there we sparked some initial thoughts. So my next question is, after spending some time together with me beside that word, what were your initial impressions of each other? I had the impression that you wanted to build up something meaningful, you had a reason why to build it up, and that you did not fulfill that one till the first part, well, as you imagined, at least from my perspective, and that you didn't have a quite big technical knowledge at that time when starting, going into the IT, and that was a bit maybe a main problem why you ended up in that stage, let's say. So what was your initial impression of me in that meeting?
Oh, we're going to make this about you.
And I will state the same from
my impression of you, as I touched upon earlier, is somebody who is... obviously has a high integrity and also someone who is an out-the-box thinker who is willing to share his experiences and is generous with his knowledge and someone who's passionate about what he does. So, you know, you can truly see it in someone like that, and that's what definitely left a positive impression. Just your overall passion about... what you're working on and what you're trying to do and how you're trying to also expand and do bigger things.
Yeah. Thanks one more time for these kind words. But same from my perspective, I saw you that you are entering into this field with, as I said, stated, with the lack of technical knowledge, but I saw your passion to go through this pathway. As you mentioned at the start of this conversation, entrepreneurship is something, let's say, harsh, and you need to be prepared for different various of obstacles like you stumbled upon on the beginning. And you had a tendency to be passionate to this product which you made, but also your calmness when you were handling the situation problematic, that some things weren't going well for your perspective. And I came there, I know that I was a bit probably harsh, but I'm always like that, open, and I have that critical thinking mind.
You were a bit firm.
Yes, yes.
I remember now.
And I know that you, some people do not take it well, but you handled it quite nicely. That feedback, which was honest for me, some people wouldn't take it like that.
Yeah.
And I respect that one in your aspect, because I had experience where people, that's my thing, I'm going in my pathway. So after that first meeting, we were discussing for a few hours, and that led to a second and third meeting. Maybe you can say why you were intrigued to contact me again, and why you came to visit us again after few weeks, I think.
I think it was a couple of months.
You
know, I was giving the earlier developers the time and opportunity to shore up the sites, the various bugs. Lots of bugs were actually in the end product, and that's to be expected, but some of them were just, you know, why is it not working properly in these ways? I'm not going to go into the specifics, but the point is I was disappointed at once the product was released, once the, you know, cost for the development was pretty much at the terminal stage, that's when the support kind of became terminal as well, even though there were some assurances that it would continue until it got really finalized and polished. And so at some point I was like, you know, there's other features that need to be done. The user interface is struggling. And, you know, the retention of users in terms of user metrics were not very good. So I thought, at this point, maybe I can see what other people who I've met in Bosnia specifically could offer. And so I reached out to you. I reached out to also some other people who I've got to know. And in terms of who was fitting the bill and able to have the capacity for it and the drive to basically see the job through, I thought that you were the best choice. So I just decided to have some meetings with you. We could iron out the details and we talked things over, and I liked what I heard. And then we got to get started on the deal.
Even if you remember, that first session was just me consulting you for free. We even didn't spoke about the development further, new features or something like that. We just spoke about Retainer, which was really just retaining the current state of the application.
Yeah.
And I remember that we were speaking about some entrepreneurial ideas around what could be done and stuff. And then at the second meeting, you came to us. Then we started to discussing. You came up pumped
that
to go further with us, that you want to go further with us. And I remember quite well that we had a 2 or 3 hour meeting where we started just off, Rehan, one developer here starting and maybe redesigning phase with one more designer.
Yeah.
And we ended up coupling a whole team with a designer, 2 developers, project manager, QA person. And I know that I was diligent for the QA person because with 2 developers and taking over the site, you need to have a proper QA person because the site had some flaws, had some bugs. We need to iterate over them. And you had a belief in us that we can accomplish our job, even the marketing, where we, as a young agency at that moment, we had a 1 employee in marketing, but you showed us trust in that moment. How was that for you, that initial pitch? You told us now that we were price fit, but also that you saw something in us that you believe that we can make your site better, more stable, more user-friendly, and et cetera. How you felt after, let's say, that 3 hour meeting and showing us the trust for that one?
Yeah, so again, just to contrast and compare the previous services I was getting. With the previous services, it was more hands-off, and here I was welcomed to be as involved as possible, and that's very important. And then I was put in through the weekly meetings to see the progress, and that was the difference maker, I would say, that I was able to provide ongoing feedback as to shaping the development process.
Yeah.
So I thought that was important. And, you know, the fact that I'm not just communicating with maybe the, you know, project manager, but everybody, and I can give my directions to everyone with the project manager sort of intervening through it. But I felt like I could communicate with everyone. And yes, I'm not a technical person, but it's an educational process for me being completely outside of the technical space. And so, as a lay person in the technical field, I feel like I'm as close to what you can get to knowing technical things without actually going to school or studying it. So there's a lot to learn, and there's still tons to learn. But I think being in a position like this, it's important to have a little bit of knowledge about everything, and then that gives you the ability and discretion to choose the right people.
Yeah, and change direction if needed and everything. So from that starting moment, we agreed, like, we are doing going to do the redesign in 2.5 months, let's say. And we started with the team, we started ongoing, as I can remember. And as we were heading up to the goal, we were late a bit. And I know that at that moment, I promised you when I was stating to you that the amount of time which will take for us redesign, I promised you that we will make it on time, even if we need to add persons at our cost, which we did at the end. We introduced the Dean, one more developer to jump around and to give us let's say push to fulfill that goal. Mm. Even we were late, let's say a week, I think or two. How you felt at that moment when we were hitting this first big milestone, which was the redesign? How you felt through this whole process, having some problems before and we were a bit late? Were you skeptic even if we added that person? How you felt at that moment?
Maybe a bit of skepticism was there, mm-hmm. but I see that you reacted to bring in another developer, and that led to some reassurance. And also, you know, I'm realistic and I think patient, so I accepted it that it would take a little bit more time, because I understand. It's a technical project with many moving parts. And so as long as, you know, I'm not oversold, and mm-hmm. though being oversold, cause, you know, there's a saying, you know, don't under-deliver and oversell, right? Mm-hmm. So I think that my expectations were reasonable. And yes, they were not exactly met, but it was close enough that I was reasonably satisfied with
where we got. Yeah, basically it was, let's say, win-win situation from both sides. We gave you the person and we were a week late. You were satisfied because of we were giving you the person and stuff. So we found out somewhere in the middle, like win-win situation. And to be honest, Hassan, it was challenging also for us. We settled down new team. There were Meliha, Maida, Kerim even spent some time on onboarding the project itself, taking ownership from the other company, which took time. And we were settling down a team of 5-6 persons which never worked together on a big, let's say, project. There were some let's say, complex things for us also regarding the people, different kind of personalities which were there involved. So, yeah, after that one, we are coming to a redesign. We are going live with it. And we are inviting you to Bosnia after that one again. Mm-hmm. You are coming here in Bosnia for a whole week. We had an intense week of planning. And how you felt after that week of planning? I remember that I was included all those times with you and planning for the next phase of developments. We came up that we need to polish some things again, but to implement also new features. How you felt after having spent week here with us in Sanri?
I felt confident. I felt reassured and felt that the direction was going to be positive. And, one thing I also am understanding of is the fact that you have to try different new ideas and different features and functionalities. At that moment, I always measure the user metrics and user engagement metrics. Of course, there's a lot of other things that are important, but it's part of the equation. And I also consulted a job board expert as well. And I think one of his blog articles was saying it's really understated how important these user metrics are. Mm-hmm. So that got into my head that we got to have the best user metrics. And so the best way to do it is constantly tweak the site. It's like, a work of art, and you have to, as an artist, you want to keep making it better until it's the most best version possible. And so when you're developing a site that has users, you want to get the best user engagement by constantly improving it. And so I felt we were on task and we had a good plan, and that whatever unknowns that get discovered that's going to work to continue to improve that will happen. And, you know, just maybe just to jump ahead, you know, comparing the user metrics when we just started the project to finally sometime later in 2023, when I did the study and I compared the user metrics again to the leading job boards, HireBasis came out on top with the overall, you know, low bounce rate, amount of time spent on the site per user. So, you know, that mission was accomplished, and that's definitely something that's very encouraging.
Yeah, I remember the mission after that planning was basically there were some small security issues to fix them. We fixed them, then we moved to introducing the new features, and I was also, let's say, collaborating with you, proposing you. You were accepting some of them neglecting, but we somehow repaired that user metrics by giving the user what they want, basically. They wanted a nice, polished website that they can use it, learn from it, and at the end find a job. There is one interesting fact about HireBasis, which I wanted to tell a long time ago, even through marketing. You found your content manager through HireBasis website. So you didn't find him through LinkedIn or something like that.
No.
You built up your own product and you found a person who is going to handle your content through the website.
He's been longest with HireBasis than anybody else besides myself.
Yes. And long story short, here is sitting Hamza. We got Hamza through Mustafa. I asked him for a recommendation. I want a person something similar like you. Mm-hmm. So because we tend here in Sunray to take personality of person at a much, much higher level, the soft skills and everything. And he recommended Hamza, and Hamza at the end came to our company. There was a moment in this planning phase, there was like some small bug around the font, let's say font color or something like that. We missed it because of the sum of, let's say, prior bugs. And you got a bit mad there, Hassan, and you wanted one more meeting with me. And on that meeting to retrospectively seeing the service which we are providing and everything. I remember that I was stating for that bug, let's fix it, but somehow in the team, we pushed it by side. It was not even hard to fix. It was like quick fix.
Yeah.
But you got a bit mad on that one. So I remember that I needed to explain you what did you got everything with our service, which is not just the team, the developers, there was the support, and the other way, how do we approach the project? So when we were taking handover, we didn't have documentation at all. But when you started working with us, we had a documentation for everything, for new features, for what was implemented, for what are we going to implement in future. Some important aspect of the data and everything was there in place. How you felt at that moment?
At the moment where I was kind of
a bit,
expressing...
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't have unlimited patience.
Yes.
And so, if I can recall, it would just basically be that, you know, when expectations are not met, some expectations are, I would expect me not to have to drive everything and some things to be intuitive. So the times, I don't even remember exactly, to be honest, but I can just imagine that the times where that can lead to my frustrations would be where, do I have to explain this too?
Mm-hmm.
That's where I can get frustrated. That concept of, you guys should know.
I remember me reacting with quite, we are completely, it's on our side.
Yeah.
We take blame for that one. We didn't do it, Hassan. We are going to immediately fix it. Fixed it. We had a like conversation around 45 minutes. And at the end, you were satisfied with the broader picture, which is not just a team. We all experienced developers were helping out the whole team, and we had a really nice push, and we wanted to HireBasis to succeed. Even today, we want that HireBasis succeeds because it has a huge potential, and you showed it when we started, you were around 10K users. I'm not sure. Now, yeah. Hirebase is at almost 40. I'm not sure.
Like 43,000.
43,000.
Sign up.
And the journey was, in some aspects, yeah, the there were some tough moments, but I remember I was always stating we believe also in this product, mm-hmm. and that we were motivating our team with that one, that we believe in this product, and this product has a quite huge chance to succeed because it offers something differently than which all other job boards mm-hmm. offer. Next, which was a, let's say, critical moment for us was we had some problems inside our team, which were more interpersonal problems mm-hmm. with the team members, and one of our team members suddenly decided to quit the job. Mm-hmm. I remember my kid was born at 8:30 in the morning. At 9 in the morning, I was getting a phone call, hey, I quit the job, and that's it.
Yeah, the timing.
I needed to explain you that one. I remember I was sitting in a car and speaking up with you in a car around sometime at noon.
Yeah, you were quite frustrated.
Yes, and you were at some point, it's okay, Rehan, no worries, we will switch new developer. We had a new developer who already had the knowledge that that switch was easily handled, let's say. But for me, the frustration was, this was, let's say, first thing in company also, where we have some kind of experience like this. Mm. You suddenly get the quit on the phone in 9 a.m. in the morning. And how did you, how this affected you? I think it affected me more than you, and in some point you were calming down me instead.
Yeah, because, you know, I've been there, done that myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just part of the territory of running a business that, you know, your staff, you might have an unexpected departure. Mm-hmm. And so I can empathize with that situation, especially, you know, I see how much energy you put into helping people develop their careers. So, you know, same with me, you know, with the people who work for me at my firm, you know, it's an investment. And these days, people tend to do a lot of career hopping. It comes with the territory. So mm-hmm. I think I was pretty understanding of the situation and confident that for anyone you lose, it's always possible to find somebody else who can still do a good job. You know, it's hard to say that anyone is entirely irreplaceable. So,
yeah, and I also remember during this period when we fulfilled this first milestone of getting the redesign, I wanted your more involvement into the project. Then we introduced these weekly meetings as obligatory, mm-hmm. and the pace started to be a bit more, let's say, bit on a higher level. And after this point, which we mentioned now, we changed the person, and the team was, I can say, the starting team was really productive, and the Maida is also did some kind of crucial role as a project manager, because I gave her much ownership on the project. And I think the pace from this moment, which was, I cannot exactly remember, maybe August. Yes, August, my baby was born. The pace a bit started to go in a good direction. We were implementing the skills page, which at the end gave some more traction and momentum to website for the metrics. And then at that point, we are coming to a period where we had some to integrate some external softwares, where we had some problems around it. What can you say about this further period, about the skills page and a few more features which we added on, which where metrics basically started to go really up?
Yeah, and my brain multitasks, because now I'm even thinking, hey, there's something we can do with the skills thing from a from an SEO perspective, but we can talk about that
entrepreneurial
separately.
Mindset.
Yeah, yeah. I think the brain has to be kind of always thinking of
always
going in two directions at the same time, sometimes maybe three. But to answer that, the point is, like, putting as many user-rich, interesting features on the site, that is, that compel people to stay on, and content that people will also want to share with others and will benefit from. And so the skills library that's on the site is 174 different skills that people can select as skill sets items in their profile, and employers can select those skill sets. So it's relevant and it's interesting to anyone who also wants to build up their skill set. And so these ideas just came to mind. I forgot who gave me the idea. I think it was you?
In the car.
Okay.
11:30 evening, I was speaking with you in front of my house. We were having discussion in the car, and we were talking.
I think
about
you inspired the idea, but we
because I knew what I was searching for. As I mentioned at the beginning, I had 100+ interviews.
Yeah.
When I was preparing for the interviews,
soft skills too.
Soft skills, and there were, and now it's era of soft skills. Also, now we are living in that era, and the for me was, how can I enhance my skills? How can I be better at interviews? I know my critical, always in an interview, you feel that critical moment where you fell down. Both sides feel it. Mm. And at that moment, you know that you made a mistake there. How can I enhance that this something does not happen again? And it's a skills page. So we knew that we want to get site polished again with new features and be ready and prepared for a next set of, let's say, the strategy, which is contacting the companies more and going into this direction. And before this end, we had one more crucial moment, I would say, where you had an email like, some things were taking more time than expected, which I already mentioned. We were introducing some third-party software libraries where we also made some mistakes. We took some of them which were not tend to fulfill the job which we wanted at the end. And even before you sending us that email for slowness, week before that one, I realized that the team was a bit demotivated and stuff like that, which was, for me, as a owner, as somebody who was included in all of this process, it was hard to motivate people. They were always like stating, yeah, those previous did a lousy job. The things were not set up properly. If they were set up properly, we would do the proper job. And I was always stating to them, if previous one didn't do the lousy job, we wouldn't be having a job. So do whatever is in your mindset, correct it into this pathway. Let's try to fix as much things as we can during our pathway and to bring up this product to a momentum where it's really that Hassan can say proudly, okay, I have built this one. I have passed a long journey to come to this point where I can proudly say it was maybe a rough period with the first, with the second also company. We had our own challenges, which were not, let's say, easy to tackle. But we managed to tackle them at the end and came to a point that this software is on let's say, polished way. how do you settle this one and these thoughts which I just told to you? Even before sending you that email, we already had here quite, let's say, long meeting and discussions with the developers, how we can improve more into embracing this mindset. Do not speak about what was done before. Let's move forward and to speak about how can we enhance those problems which occurred before.
So what's the question there? The
question was, you had also, again, Hassan, the email, some things were slow. Yeah. And you had, again, discussion with me.
Right.
Why some things were slow and how you felt at that moment. That's basically.
Well, you know, again, you have some expectations of the progress. Mm-hmm. And when it takes longer than expected, you get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as the communication lines are open, then, you know, you have a chance to respectfully discuss things and come to an agreement as to when things can be completed. So all I can say is I never got to a point of boiling over.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you managed that pretty well.
I think, I'm not sure you will probably grasp it, I always like to take responsibility, and in that moment I also took responsibility. In each of these moments, I was never stating it was due to something, weather, whatever you say it. No, we made a mistake here, Hasan, we are going to fix it. Even in some manners, we added the extra developer, and now for even this second deadline which we had, which was till the new year, right? I told you explicitly, everything which is on our plate, what we produce, bugs, we'll fix it for free. Because of this maybe period of where developers were choosing the bad tools and took us a bit longer time. So I was always taking responsibility for our moments where we were guilty, let's say, for that one, and always giving you some kind of extra effort, which was for free, developer to fix some other things which we produced. So you noticed me somewhere in December. We knew that this time is coming because we agreed that we are going to polish this for the next phase and that we are going back into the retainer phase, and we gave you these extra, let's say, hours for free. And then we were thinking we are going on the retainer, but that's not all. You came here now. We are speaking about this moment.
Very present.
Yeah, where we are present, and you showed us again trust, which I'm thankful, and whole Sunray crew, that we deliver some more things which you want.
Yeah.
How did you felt when you said to me, Rehan, okay, we are stopping, we are coming till the end. How did you felt, okay, we stopped, but again, I want to fix some things based on SEO findings, and again, giving us that trust.
Mm. So your question to me is how I feel about this
situation. Yeah, again, situation now. which we came into the.
So, you know, there are certain things that are flawed in terms of how it's presented, and you know, I feel, we're still in the process of figuring out how much time is needed on this, but I think from what I'm hearing, the reassurance is that it shouldn't take too long because these are just fine-tuning simple things. I feel encouraged by that. And just separate from anything overall, I feel like there's always some little things that can be done to make big differences.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, throughout this process, the objective of getting the best user metrics was met. Now the objective of being more organically discoverable, I think that's going to be met once these things are resolved. But of course, you know, it's a learning process. There's always something that comes up that, oh, this I didn't know, that I didn't know. Okay, partially I would say just a criticism is I do expect that the developer team has that global perspective on all of these things, but you know, it didn't necessarily get discovered until I discovered it. So maybe you can speak to the fact that you can't expect someone to know everything of all aspects, and sometimes things have to be done through a discovery process.
Yeah, for example, I can relate to that one. Let's say our queuing process, we needed to do the regression testing whole website, and I was also a bit mad at that moment.
Because just to pause, the objective isn't just to make it a great experience, but the objective is to make it also discoverable, and that's something that, you know, intuitively, I'm not sure if I expressed it expressly, but it's obvious that the job board wouldn't be anything unless it's highly ranked on Google.
Yeah, and that people who are seeking for a job, that they can find it. We also realize now regarding this SEO stuff that we were not, doing properly the rendering. We left it as it. We found it, and we didn't question that, is it rendering properly?
Mm.
So because of that, those pages were not rendered, but the blog was rendering.
And that makes
sense. I can state also regarding the QAing process, we introduced new QA person into the mid of the project, Amina. The first it was Maida, then later on Maida just took project management and Amina took QA. We did the regression and we didn't find some of the bugs, but you were diligent and you learned through this whole process. You learned QAing quite good and that you found out some bugs, which we at the end fixed definitely for free. Yeah. And that was mantra for us. We never hide something from you. We never sold you some things which were not done. And as I've always stating you, we were delivering you the workload hours and everything. The project documentation, I'm really satisfied how Maida handled that one. And it's really fulfilled. You are also going to get the reports which Maida prepared of all of these 6-7 months which we did. And for the future, when we continue the future collaboration, you will always get the truthness. And for us, it's not just doing the business, Hassan. We also spoke during this period when we met, we also spoke around various topics and managed to get each other. And we are not at that point that we need to, let's say, hide something or something like that from each other. And I think the most important part of this process, you accepted that we do not, for that price which we were offering, that we not do not give you some kind of seniors or whatever, but we were open from the start. And I think this was the crucial part, openness and truthness, for us to have a collaboration like this. Mm-hmm. Then to make these obstacles and challenges easily handled, and at the end, we got a project at this phase. And I'm overall satisfied, but are there any other areas where you particularly feel satisfied or dissatisfied with us as a whole? Which you did not mention till now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I think basically we covered the thing that I'm satisfied in is, again, the openness and the consistent meetings so that things could be fine-tuned, especially
and the
towards
the progress.
Latter
each
half.
Week we will releasing on on production, each week, basically.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, you know, what you said makes sense, which is with the SEO part, the things that you added, like the blog, were properly optimized for SEO. But the things that, I guess, were predecessors, they still need to be tuned up for SEO purposes.
But we are also a bit fault there because we didn't check the links and the tags and meta tags, are they dynamically refreshed or statically? And we could also maybe check that one. But yeah.
I think, designing for SEO, I'm discovering because I went to a third party who specializes in technical SEO. And obviously there's non-technical SEO, which is more about just content creation, off-site SEO. And then there's on-site SEO, which is not that technical. But there's then the actual structure and crawlability, which is technical. And so that's a very important aspect. And it's something that is important that you, I guess, would realize. So in your future projects, I'm sure that you'll have a more attention to that detail.
Yeah, definitely. So moving forward, when we polish this SEO stuff, what are your plans for Hirebases? Next things in Hirebases?
Well, Hirebases, at this point, I don't anticipate to charge job seekers for anything. And a lot of the job boards don't charge anything to the job seekers with the exception of flex jobs. Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever want to go in that territory. Mm-hmm. But obviously discovering ways to monetize and selecting the right ways to monetize would be an ideal next step. But of course, it needs to perform better. And that is a matter of getting the SEO, the technical SEO fixed. So once that's fixed, then, you know, adding in features that, paywalls for things like contacting job seekers is a potential idea where like LinkedIn, in order to contact people on LinkedIn using InMail, you have a $100 a month, $120 a month subscription or something like that. So there's different ways to monetize. That's one idea. And of course, the traditional way a job board makes money is charging for job postings. But the thing is, I want HireBasis to be at a level where job seekers find it to be, not job seekers, sorry, the employers find it to be their go-to source. And that's still in a discovery process. But I'm encouraged by the metrics right now. And that's the next phase, to basically introduce monetization aspects.
And we see stable growth in user base, which is going, which are nice numbers, definitely.
Yeah.
Reflecting on our your experience through this project, what you would say that are the most significant lessons learned or insights gained during this journey from start?
Well, mindset-wise, I don't think I really learned that much because I came into this with a lot of the right mindset, if I do say so myself. But I would say that just if I could do things over again, I would be more proactive and just spend more time studying the ins and outs. Because if I knew about the importance of SEO, for example, the technical side of it, if I consulted more people. So last year we had an SEO team who was involved, and the performance, the actual results were not very good. They kind of dropped the ball too. They could have told me, hey, your technical SEO, we discovered these things, but they didn't. So just being more proactive and getting more opinions, and that's one thing that I learned. Just you can't be proactive enough. If this is your passion, then you need to try to get opinions from various sides. From the development side, I did connect, and I do have connections who are also developers, and I consult them because I think it's important. But you know, the SEO side of it, I didn't really touch that issue properly, and so I pretty much abandoned it, which was not a good thing.
Because you basically were thinking we are good with the SEO and stuff like that, but the end when you found out now. Well, we see that there are some
really it's a completely different world. Crawlability is something that's very important and a foreign concept until only recently. So it's encouraging, though, the fact that there's always something new to learn. But of course, just to be proactive can't be understated.
But yeah, knowing you from this process, you took this proactivity, not at the start of the project, maybe, maybe because you trusted a lot to some things, or you were at the starting learning curve of the project. But later on, maybe even thinking of this one now, from my perspective, you even got the motivation to learn more after your first failure. I see it like this, and even when I was pulling you into the more involvement into the daily meetings, into the weekly meetings with the team and everything, and you started to learn around a bunch of things, not just SEO, whole technical perspective of the product and everything, and probably that gave you a push and passion to move it forward, and now even moving forward.
Yeah, my own lack of technical background, I see it as both an advantage and a disadvantage. The disadvantage is, of course, lack of awareness and being always in a learning process of what to focus on and fine-tune. And the advantage is that I come in it with a perspective of being a user for the site itself and you know, not having the technical background and just trying to view it from a user experience perspective. I think it led us to a good direction and process to actually make it something that people would like to use.
Definitely. So I would like to end up here and say thank you for coming here, and thank you for showing us trust in again and giving us again chance to work further with you. And who knows, let's see if we can jump and bring higher bases to heights where it deserves to be. Thank you one more time, Hassan.
Thank you, Rehan. Good to be here. Appreciate you.